Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is Friday, November 20th. Joining me in studio this morning, Kelly Schumacher, the founder of Agnus Dei Liturgical Arts. Good morning, Kelly.
Good morning, Andy. How are you doing?
I'm well. Great to have you in studio. I always enjoy our visits, and I love the art that you bring to share with us. And I know it's hard to translate to radio, but we do it. We share your art via radio, but also point listeners to your website as well so they can see some of the art that we're talking about. AgnusDeiArts.com, right?
Yes.
Now, I'm going to spell that for listeners because not everybody... See, I learned to pronounce it Agnus Dei, but I've heard others pronounce it differently. Did I get it right?
I think so. I mean, I hope so. We need a Latin scholar.
Well, see, as a musician, I was taught that it's Agnus Dei, but I've heard others pronounce the G differently.
I think once I heard it said Agnus Dei.
Mm-hmm.
That's the long version.
Well, AgnusDeiArts. Agnus Dei Arts. Check it out. There are some neat things there that we're going to talk about today. Some great pieces. Tell us a little bit about the background of Agnus Dei Liturgical Arts.
Sure. We started it in 2013 on my way home from graduate school at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts after graduation. And we pretty much left it up to God to see what he was wanting to do. And I started finishing some different drawings and paintings, and we had a show with Aaron Bodie in December of, I think it was December or was it November of 2013. And since then, we've done cards, reproductions, but I am still a full-time working artist in a studio.
So tell us about your art. What inspires you? What do you love about art, and why do you do it?
Wow, that is a loaded question. Okay.
Pick any one of those questions.
Sure. I'll talk about one of the big inspirations for making religious art is when I was in Philadelphia, there was a lot of older churches, a lot of liturgical art that seemed to match the theological and music tradition, because I remember years before I would attend sacred music concerts. And these concerts, I would listen to the music and think, I really need to make an image that matches and reflects what is going on musically. And it's been a very gradual, slow process as far as what inspires me and moves me. But it's, you know, the things like scripture, looking at paintings, listening to music, my own imagination, and watching film.
What do you listen to?
What do I listen
to? Especially, do you listen to music when you're painting or drawing?
I do sometimes. I listen to a lot of film, actually. A lot of movies, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I know. Can we reveal that? What are the movies? What is there a particular genre that you like?
Sure. I love period films, actually. I actually love a lot of the films from my childhood still, like Secret Garden, Little Women. They just have a lot of like wholesome values. And even though Christianity isn't overtly spoken about, it's still one of the underpinning concepts. And a lot of times the aesthetics of these films, I just find to be so beautiful and something that we've lost in the art world a lot of times. I mean, painting was entertainment a long time ago. Then it moved into photography. And now I think a lot of times artists express themselves through film. Even though I am not a filmmaker, a lot of times I am inspired by shots I see, lighting, costume, things like that.
Sure. Lighting is, in film is everything. And in theater, too, lighting is so key. It can really change an entire scene, change the mood of a scene from very drastic to
softer.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure lighting plays a key part in your work as well.
Very much. I've been exploring, I've been exploring gold leaf lately. Mm-hmm. And
I saw one of the pieces.
Yeah,
on the website.
Yeah, I've been looking at gold leaf and working with gold leaf a lot more and doing glazes of oil paint over gold leaf. So the idea of playing with light, not just as a source that is happening, but that the painting itself illuminates. Mm-hmm. And playing with that juxtaposition of light. It's very different and mysterious, and I like it.
Speaking of light, we've been studying the daily New Testament reading here on His Time. We do that regularly, and getting into the end of the church year and the fulfillment of all time, and reading Revelation and how there is no need for created light, but rather
right.
Christ, who is the light of the world and the Lamb. And just picturing that in my mind, have you ever done any pieces depicting Revelation? That's a
intense
genre, I'm sure.
No, but I have been thinking about it a lot. There's certain verses that have been coming back mm-hmm. that I keep thinking of end times things, and I've been thinking about, I mean, we are in the end times, and we've been that way for the past, for a while. And I've been thinking about a lot of times the second coming and mm-hmm. the 144,000. And I've been thinking about like the Spirit and the Bride say come and the marriage feast of the Lamb in His kingdom that has no end. So I've been thinking about those images for quite a while, and I've sketched them, but I haven't done them. But I would love to someday do like the second coming pieces where we meet Christ in the air and He meets us and the trumpet sounds. Mm-hmm. But I see those as being very large images versus little tiny ones that you could kind of take home.
Sure.
I'm thinking about it.
Quite comprehensive.
Very.
Well, tell us about some of the pieces you brought with you today.
Sure. I brought two reproductions. We have moved into making printed works of things that I've done, because a lot of times people can't put a giant oil painting in their house. But these are... most of them are approximately 11 by 17, so large enough to put in your home and have enough impact, but still small enough that it's not going to take up too much space mm-hmm. and make it difficult to frame, because framing is so expensive when you get it bigger. But the first one is Sacrifice on the Altar, and I did this piece several years ago. And the thought I had behind it was that Christ was being sacrificed for us on an altar with the altar cloth, and the wrath of God is being poured out. And if you look at it, it's almost like Handel's Messiah, once again, inspiration by mm-hmm. music, where it says, and He will purify, and that idea of these like flames coming down and this burnt offering being poured upwards. And then the second one is a nativity scene called A Star Shall Come Forth, and it depicts the entire Holy Family. A lot of times we focus on just the baby in the manger, but I wanted to make it a focus on Christ came into a real family. And I did use a real family to do this. And Mary is looking downwards at baby Jesus in adoration, and her garment is covered with almost like little plant-like forms. And Christ is on her lap, showing that He is the tender shoot. And as she looks at Him, Joseph is standing over with his arm on Mary in a very protective fatherly gesture to show that his vocation as father is to protect his family. And he's looking outwards, showing that danger is ahead, and that that Herod's men are going to come and harm the baby, but he almost has this premonition that it's coming. And the background, you have tiny little stars that are meant to represent that we are to shine like stars in a crooked generation. And the cross is in the form of a star over the body. But baby Jesus, in the meantime, is looking at you, meant to show that He has come from heaven to earth for you.
Well, it's a lovely piece, and you've shared it in a number of ways, right?
Right.
It's available in a number of ways, I should say.
It is.
Well, how can we get that?
Sure. We are going to have a sale. Mm-hmm. Well, not a sale, but just I guess you could say that. We will be at St. Paul's Lutheran this coming Sunday after church. Mm-hmm. And so we have a few different sale dates. And if you want to know how to do that, just contact me via my website, or you can order them on my website, anusdeiarts.com. That's AGNUSDEIARTS.com.
And so what all can we find on the website? I encourage folks to check it out and see some of the art and the pieces available on there as well.
Sure. There's a lot of different things. So we have a selection of Christmas cards. If you would like to go all old school and send out handwritten notes like they used to do, we're trying to bring that back into fashion. You can also, we have Christmas cards from last year as well, previous editions. And we also have a selection of liturgical cards that can work for any time of the year or Easter. But all of our cards, we actually use them throughout the year because they're a great way to witness to family and to friends. And people even frame the cards because they like the images so much.
Sure, sure. I still have one on my desk from last year. Yeah, yeah. So we can find these, certainly the cards, and this is a great time of year for that. Right. We can find Christmas cards on the website, anusdeiarts. Some other pieces as well. You brought something you thought might be a nice gift for your pastor.
Sure.
For a pastor.
Mm-hmm. We have the reproductions in two different sizes, I think about 8.5 by 11, and then 11 by 17. And there's a selection of Christ being resurrected in the tomb. I am the vine, where Christ is in a tomb with a golden cross superimposed over his body. We have the reproduction that was for last year's KFUO 90th anniversary celebration, the Bride of Christ at the foot of the cross. We also have The Star Shall Come Forth as a reproduction. So there's, yeah.
Yeah, well, great, great. We have just about 2 minutes left. I want to make sure that we share everything that you wanted our listeners to know about today. So these are some great pieces, and we can find all these on the website, correct?
We can.
And you said you have an event coming up this weekend at St. Paul's.
We do.
St. Paul's Lutheran Church in De Pere. Well, you have, and so you'll have pieces there as well that would make wonderful Christmas presents, I'm
sure.
Very
much.
Well, it's a great time of year to be offering these really nice pieces. I noticed something else that you offer on your website and would make a nice Christmas present, maybe for the younger ones, and that is lessons.
Yes. And older ones,
and
too.
Older, that's true. And yes. Older ones as well. Tell us about the lessons.
Sure. I do private lessons on the side for anyone that is interested in learning the more classical methods, basic techniques. A lot of times art is taken out of the education system, or what you are being taught is not necessarily reflective of the good and the true and the beautiful. So my goal as an art teacher is to instill those classical values into both children, but also people who are, I have two master's degrees, so I technically could teach, anywhere, but what I want to do is really instill things like oil painting, drawing, watercolor, still life, portraiture, illustration, anything that is reflective of traditional methods and techniques.
Very good. And so information for that is also available on the website, anusdeiarts. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for coming over and sharing with us some of these lovely pieces. Listeners can find out more about it on the website, anusdeiarts.com. And blessed Thanksgiving and Christmas right around the corner as well. Well, thanks for being our guest today, Kelly Schumacher, Agnus Dei Liturgical Arts. Coming up in just a little bit, our study of the daily New Testament reading. You're listening to His Time on Worldwide KFUO, the Messenger of Good News.